My name's Sebastian, and you're listening to Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford. And I have a guest with me tonight.
Joe.
Oh, wait, I have the wrong mic on, sorry.
Joe, come stay, part two.
Welcome to the show. The first show of the semester. And this is my new time for the fall 2025 schedule. This is actually also the first day of the fall 2025 schedule. And we started it off with the Brian Jonestown Massacre with Vacuum Boots. And I played that song because we actually both just saw the Brian Jonestown Massacre play on Friday at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Great show. And I think we at the end of the show, we managed to get a paper copy of the set list. They were like throwing them out. And this was, I'd listened to this song for the first time, like right before the show, because I was having Mateo play me a bunch of songs. And this was like one of the first songs they played. So
it's pretty beautiful.
Pretty hyped on that.
Jolly, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And why don't we just continue? I guess I don't really know there's not much of a plan for today's show. Besides just playing whatever I feel like playing, I feel like maybe I'll just play. I've been to a lot of concerts in the past week, so maybe I'll play some stuff from the concerts I've been to, and other stuff from the summer, and other stuff to catch up since the last time we played. So why don't we just play another song by the Brian Jonestown Massacre? And this is the one they ended the night with. This is Supersonic. Supersonic. By the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
that you can, but you won't. How can you live with yourself now that you're all alone and alone? When you stare at your face in the glass,
was Supersonic by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. That was honestly another song that I'd like just listened to right before the show. I was not very well versed in their music discography before this show. I know like two songs, but that show definitely opened me up to a lot more of their stuff, and I will definitely be going back to that stuff I saw on the set list that we got our hands on. Was pretty stoked on that. That song is really cool. It has a very interesting, like, sitar sound on it. And, something to know about the Brian Jonestown Massacre is that they're notorious for being, like, very unpredictable performers, because the, like, kind of, like, frontman Anton is known for, like, just, like, initiating, like, fights with his band members. Like, they'll just get into, like, physical fights, or he'll, like, just start yelling at them, and they... it can get kind of ugly sometimes, but we were kind of blessed at this show. It did not, end up going south at all. Fortunately,
depending on how you,
depending on what kind of a show you want, but there were some interesting moments in the show. One moment being when, Anton stopped the show to like, he just had to like get, he just ate like a mouthful of honey. Like he had a bottle of honey and he just started like eating it. He was like, sorry guys, I need some honey or something like that, which was pretty interesting. And then Joel, the tambourine player, who this lady next to us was very emphatic about. She was talking about how
enamored,
he was
one might say
enamored, even if you will. She was talking about how Joel was better than Anton and, like, how no one actually likes Anton. She apparently had a very negative interaction with Anton outside the venue. And so Joel is the tambourine player, for those who don't know. Mr. He just tambourine. Plays the tambourine and percussion. Hey, he played some maracas. The tambourine man. We were at the very front of the show, and this guy next to us brought, like, a tiny, like, miniature tambourine. And a Sharpie, and he got Joel to sign his tambourine for his 3-year-old daughter. And he told Joel, my 3-year-old daughter wants to be a tambourine player just like you. So that was a wholesome moment at the Brian Jonestown Massacre concert. One last thing. The whole reason I brought this up was because the sitar in that last song is really interesting. And apparently there was like some huge feud between all the band members because he basically spent all of their budget on a bunch of sitars without telling them. And then they had no money and they were all really pissed off at him. Anyways, moving on. Before that, I also saw Alex G at the Roadrunner, which was a pretty good show too. And so I was going to play a song from that. But a little bit about the show before we get into that. It was a good show. The Roadrunner is kind of a mid-sized venue. It definitely felt like a pretty like big, not quite an arena show, but it felt like a big pop art, you know, a big pop concert, which is kind of, I guess, I haven't seen Alex G before, but I kind of imagined his concerts from a few years ago being a lot more intimate and small, whereas this one like felt a lot more organized and put together. Like they had a guy like bringing on instruments for him, and it was very just like it felt like a real production, which was pretty interesting. And he was definitely he released his new album in the summer, so obviously he was promoting that. Mateo, have you listened to his album?
Not really. I think I heard one song.
It's pretty good. I would like I don't have anything crazy to say about it, to be honest. I feel like it's kind of just like another Alex G album. I kind of liked it quite a bit at first, but I feel like the more I listen to it, the like less I get out of listening to it, if that makes sense. Like I feel like I've listened to it to the point where like I'm not going to get anything new out of it if I go back to it. Like it's just kind of like a pretty straightforward. And I was, yeah, when we were at the show before, which we'll play some of the help later on probably, I was talking to Neva about like Alex G and like his new album, and she was kind of hating on it. And I honestly kind of like, I couldn't really disagree with what she was saying. Like she kind of had a point. Like it is kind of like a little like washed out.
And that's
like,
why I didn't end up like being motivated enough to listen.
It's just not the most particularly like, I don't
remember which song I heard. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like there's a kind of like a lot of forgettable stuff on it, but it definitely has some good songs. Bright Boy.
Bring back Bright Boy. Bring back Alex G getting really drunk and hammered at his shows and then pooping on stage. Bring back pooping on stage, low key.
Yeah, bring it back. Anyways, I'm gonna play a song from his new album. It's called Real Thing. I think it's my favorite song off the album personally, and I think it's good because, I mean, mainly what I like about it is it kind of, like, it has this, like, I don't even know, it's, like, an organ, some sort of weird, like, electronic instrument that's, like, it's, like, the sound that's on, like, you know, Sarah, you know that song?
Yes.
It's, like, the same organ that's on Sarah, so it kind of feels like a sort of nod to his previous stuff. Yeah, so this is Real Thing by Alex G.
Give me that.
Alex G, the real thing. Yeah, moving on from that, the other concert that I went to this week, that we went to,
we're two for two. I'm two for three on you right now.
Two for three?
Well, you have,
oh yeah, because I went Alex G, yeah.
It's okay. I'll be all right, I guess.
The other concert we saw was a week ago now. It was the Help, which, for those who don't know, is a duo of Noah Dillon and Chandler Lucy from LA, and one of them is a kind of like a DJ, like he's mixing stuff live. The other one is kind of like the singer. They got a pretty interesting sound. You actually put me on to them like last year.
Did
yeah, we were, it was like, I don't know, we were like, I think it was when we were like busing back from like when we went to Denzel Curry, like,
and
that was,
you showed me Wraith 9.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
that was really,
I don't remember good. Showing you that song, but I remember.
Who even is that? I don't remember.
He's just a producer.
Is that his name, Wraith 9, or the
that's,
song?
That's the song. That's the producer's name.
Okay.
That
was a good.
Yeah,
good,
that guy. Right? He actually, I realized, I think I like real, I like figured out what his producer tag is, and now I like hear him on like every like UK rap song. Like,
can we play Kibo? I guess we're not in the hour to play Kibo.
Yeah, maybe at another hour. I don't know if we could play John Eno or something. I would have to. We can maybe play that later. But
John Eno might have.
I feel like it's probably not
that,
like,
are family friendly.
Yeah.
Probably not mostly.
Yeah.
Freestyle 2 by Quangface would work.
Yeah.
That one's not as good as John Eno.
Yeah. Anyways, we saw The Help. And it was a really fun show. It was also at the Sinclair. It was a much different vibe than the Brian Jonestown Massacre, as you might infer. But it was
peace
also...
Peace to every crease.
Peace to every crease. It was really good, though. And, yeah, this is the first song they played, I believe, if my memory is not failing me.
Hot Fun.
Which it could be. But, yeah, this is Hot Fun by
no,
The Help.
No, it was.
It was, yeah. Hot Fun by The Help.
We can drop you off in my house. Another dead deer.
Kingdoms, duchies, counties, and other polities, a composite monarchy that were ruled by the House of Habsburg. Yes, it is illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland, as the country's animal welfare laws consider them social animals, who require companionship to thrive. This is a PSA. Keeping a single guinea pig is deemed a form of animal abuse in Switzerland, as loneliness can lead to psychological distress and potential physical health issues. To comply with Swiss law, guinea pigs must be kept in pairs or groups. In 1482, Maximilian I acquired the Netherlands through marriage. Both realms passed to his grandson and successor, Charles V, not this guy, who also inherited the Spanish throne and its colonial possessions, and thus came to rule the Habsburg Empire. Francisco, I think I hear them. Stand ho! Who is there? Horatio, friends to this ground. Marcellus, and liegemen to the Dane. Francisco, give you good night. Marcellus, O farewell, honest soldier, who hath relieved you? Francisco, Barnardo hath my place. Give you good night, Francisco. Exits Marcellus. Hola, Barnardo. Barnardo, say what is Horatio there? A piece of him. What has this thing appeared again tonight? I have seen nothing. Horatio says 'tis but our fantasy, and will not let me belief take hold of him touching this dreaded sight twice seen of us. Therefore, I have entreated him along with us to watch the minutes of this night, that if again this apparition come, he may approve our eyes and speak to it. The Habsburg monarchy was a union of crowns with only partial shared laws and institutions other than the Habsburg court itself. The provinces that were divided into three groups. They were divided into three groups, the Archduchy proper, Inner Austria that included Styria and Carniola, and Further Austria with Tyrol and the Swabian lands. My beef stew is ready. I must go. Thank you for your time. This has been a PSA.
Thanks, Mateo. Yeah, that was Mateo with the PSA about guinea pigs, I'm and then a little bit about the Habsburg Empire. Yeah.
If I could get everyone listening to stand up right now, I think it would be really powerful if everyone listening, take a moment, stand up, meow, squawk, beep, or moo, whatever is calling to you right now. And I think we're just going to hold a second of silence for that.
For the Habsburg Empire?
3, 2, 1. Thank you.
So yeah, we're like halfway through the show, and that was kind of like a concert recap from this week. Before our section on guinea pigs in the Habsburg Empire, you heard Airbnb Sonnet by The Help and Hot Fun also by The Help. I guess we're halfway through the show, so I will talk a little bit about my show this semester because I kind of have a new plan for what things are going to look like.
No way.
Yeah. So basically the idea is I'm going to have weekly guests come on the show to, basically bringing on an album of their choice, maybe their favorite album, maybe an album they don't really like, maybe just an album they think has an interesting story. And we're going to talk about the album and play it through. Although the only issue is that I'm going to be training people this semester, my responsibilities as a longtime radio host on WMFO. So the next 2 weeks will not be that. They will just be me playing stuff and showing people how to use the equipment in the station. But after that, I am planning to stick with this theme, vision, whatever you want to call it, for the rest of the semester. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. I guess let's get into the second half of the show. We're going to play This Bliss by Acceleradeck. This is a selection of Mateo's. Oh, wait, actually, I can't forget. I forgot, like, the last two times I've talked. Shout out to Isabel, who was listening. She's my sister. She just texted me, asked sister. That she was listening, and she wanted me to shout her out. So that's what I'm doing right
we
now.
We love you, Isabel.
Yeah. Anyways, this is This Bliss by Acceleradeck. Mateo, do you have anything to comment about this song? I know you sent it to me over the summer, but I listened to it, but it's been a while since I played
we
it.
We don't know where we found This Bliss.
We don't know where we found it, but here we are, and
where did you
you're listening to the radio, and this is This Bliss. George Clanton, with, that was Justify Your Life, off of Ooh Rap Aya, and then, before that was Warm Spot, by, or it's off of 100% Electronica. the first one was Mateo's song, the second one was my song. We were talking about George Clanton, because I actually listened to a lot of George Clanton this summer. Particularly, like, the album that this last song was off of. I really like it. It's very, like, it just feels very, like, kind of like 80s revival kind of thing. Like, there's another song off this that I, like, showed to my friend, and he said it sounded like, he was like, this sounds like just exactly like Tears for Fears, which is honestly kind of true, but I never kind of thought about it that way. And Warm Spot was also really cool. I really like that album. I think that's Mateo's favorite album, of George Clanton's. Oh wait, I keep on putting the wrong mic. I'm an idiot.
That's fine. You should know that it's my favorite album.
Yeah, George Clanton. He was kind of like, yeah, he did. That was like sort of like, I think it's one of his first albums. He was like a vaporwave guy before he did this kind of like 80s stuff that's sort of like his sound now. My mom also texted me because apparently she's tuned in also and she wants a shout out.
Three for three.
My mom says, shout me out too. Say I'm a fan of Kindness to Guinea Pigs. So there's your shout out, mom.
Guys, thank you. We really appreciate the guinea pig love over here.
Yeah. It's needed. Much needed in this world. Yeah. The next song I'm going to play is a song that I discovered off of like a SoundCloud mix. Do you know, Mateo, do you know who Mecha Talk is?
Yes, very well.
Yeah, because he produced Maka.
Yes,
with the one and only Fake Mink and Echo 2K. The fakest of minks. But Mecha Talk is a producer. Fake. I think he's British. I could be totally wrong. He has like an album with Blade and like he's done a lot of interesting stuff. But he did this like DJ mix that's on SoundCloud. That's like, I don't really know what it was. He's German. Okay.
Important distinction.
He did this mix that like, he kind of like talks in between the songs. It sounds like he's on like an actual like talk show or something, but he played all this cool songs. One of them being the one I'm about to play. And that song is called, Freedom Fighter by Bowery Electric. And Bowery Electric is a band that I was familiar with before, but I had not heard this song before. They're kind of, I guess, like a trip hop adjacent band. They're kind of more like almost like ambient droney than like other trip hop artists, though. When you think of like trip hop, like Portishead or like Massive Attack, their songs are just kind of like really long, droney, like high, like reverb, atmospheric. But this song
is. Are you playing Lush Life? Apparently, I know that one.
By Bowery Electric?
Yeah.
No, this is Freedom Fighter. Which is off of the album. Lush Life. It's off that album. This song is great. It's really cool. And it's a little bit shorter and less, like, just drawn out than the stuff that I've listened to them. So, Freedom Fighter by Bowery Electric.
Thank you.
Before we play this next song, I would just like to take the time to do a Sebastian acknowledgement. Feeling a lot of beautiful and warmth. A lot of beautiful.
Wow.
Chi si volta wow. e chi si gira, sempre a casa va finire.
Your Spanish is really on fleek there.
It's Italian.
Oh, it's Italian.
Con mucho amor.
Beautiful. That was Flat 7, which... I never heard that song before, but it was Mateo's choice. But apparently I'll let you take the floor here to talk about this song.
Once upon a time, there was this band called the Cocteau Twins that probably no college student that thinks they're artsy.
Once upon a time, in a land far away.
In a land far away, we don't really know what land or what language they speak to this day. But Elizabeth Frazier existed, and she still does. And she may or may not have dated Jeff Buckley, but that's besides the point. Mitsuo Tate toured for 7 years with the Cocteau Twins. And then he was like, I haven't made enough beautiful music. Let me make more beautiful music. So he released... what is the name of the album?
A Sweet Glow of Silence.
He released his Sweet Glow of Silence. Unto us all.
Upon the world.
Unto us all.
It does sound very similar to Cocteau Twins.
But it doesn't count as a ripoff because he played for them.
Exactly.
And that's what matters.
Yeah.
In the court of law.
In the court of music law. All right. We're
Xi Jinping.
We're kind of running out of time here, so we're going to move on. But we were talking earlier about this song by Wraith 9 and John Eno. Which is fortunately not explicit, which means we can play it because we're actually not in Safe Harbor hours, which means we can't play explicit music. But we can play this song because there's no swear words on it, even though it has John Eno rapping on it. It's a very...
-3 minutes till swear words, by the way.
Yep.
Get hype.
Yeah, so this is the last song we're going to play. It's called Still Light by Wraith 9 and John Eno. And as always, you're listening to... 91.5.
Assume intellectual WMFO positions.
In Medford. This is WMFO in Medford. And I'll see you guys next week with all of my trainees. Good night.
Con mucho amor.
Okay. Sometimes it gets dark, but it's still light. Yeah, still light. Sometimes it gets dark, but it's still light. In this game, I'm a now life.
Okay.
It gets hard, but we still try.
Yeah,
yeah. Still light.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets dark, but it's still light.
I just linked her in a tick.
We don't do no introspective meetings. I've been here for a sec. More time, I want more time. Sat in the wisdom contemplated. I've been sliding recently. I don't know too much about pushing agendas. I'm with A and he's pushing a render. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I'd buy me a place when the bursary lands. Had a shaky one on arrival. Auntie said I should swear on the Bible. I was in JFK thinking about if it was eating hard or soft. I couldn't care about the ones that you got. I just care that none of them's mine.
Okay.
I ride around there on the line. Sometimes I feel like it's mine. I wouldn't play that stuff on rewind. I just got a 10-10 linked on Vine. I had a fruit of the Lumen design. Cause I care how you put it together. Could you show me a sign? I'm with Shamox, getting peppered.
Yeah. Still light. Sometimes it gets dark, but it's still light. Yeah, still light. Sometimes it gets dark, but it's still light. In this game, I'm not alive.
Okay.
It gets hard, but we still try. Yeah, still light. Sometimes it gets dark, but it's still light.